We are learning Masechtas Bava Basra, Daf Memdal Amud Aleph / Memdal Amud Beis, and we are starting 5 lines from the bottom of the Amud. The first word in line is Mebayi, and we're starting from Ella. We had a Braisa, Amem Gimel Amud Beis, that says, if someone sells a house or a Sada, then you cannot say Eidus on it. Pashas, I mean, if you sold something, you can't say Eidus on it if someone's Ma'ar on it, because Achrius Allah, because you're responsible for it. But if you sold a paro, sold a talis, you could say this in it because you're not responsible on it. And the positive side is that I sold something and now someone's been ma'ar on it, so I can't say this in it. But if it's a paro, I could. And Shaul's, why? If you're accepting responsibility of anything that happens to it, so even by a paro, you shouldn't say this. And if you're not accepting responsibilities, even by a bias, you should be able to say this. What's the case? So we had Rav Sheshes, who said a whole case where it was Reuven stole from Shimon and sold it to Levi, and Yehuda's been Ma'ara, and Shimon can't say this, and there's a chilik between the Reisha, which is a karka ain't an exelus. Karka is no such thing as Yishin Rishus, because karka can't be stolen. Mashenke Metatlim could be stolen, and therefore you have an idea of Yish and Shin Rishus, that there's Yish and Shin Rishus. The chilik in karka Metatlim is there a chilik between Yish and Shin Rishus. That was the pshat before, but Lamaisa Abaya slugged it up, he had a few kashas on it. So now the Gemara says a new pshat in this brisa. Elik de Raven bar Shmuel, the Amar Raven bar Shmuel b'shmei de Shmuel. A different pshat, whole new pshat. We're talking about a regular case. The case of the Reisha is that we'll call him Shimon now because that's what his name was yesterday. Shimon sold a field to Levi. Shimon sold Levi, sold it to Levi, and now Yehuda's being ma'ara on the field. The loch is Shimon cannot say Eidus, but if Shimon sells a paro to Levi, then Yehuda comes Ma'ar, he could say this. What is the difference? So the difference is like this. Avadi sold the Shaloi Ba'achrayis. He made this sale without responsibility. I'm selling it to you, Levi. I'm not taking zero responsibility. If someone takes away from you, I'm not paying you back. So I'm not paying you back. So very gishmak, why? I can say this about Yehuda. Because it makes no difference to me if Levi has it or not, because he's not coming back to me anyway. Not coming back to me. There's Tosfos asking yesterday's blot, I want to say Tarumas. That's not enough reason for me to give this. That'll have tinness to me, not enough. So if I sell something to Levi, Shaloi Ba'achrayis, if Yehuda takes away from him, I should be able to say Eidus on it, because Levi's not coming back to me anyway. So what's the chilek between Reisha and Sefer? So Zakti Mar El Kedarav and Bar Shmuel, Domer Rav and Bar Shmuel, Shmei Deshmuel, Amoicha Sadu L'Chavei Reish Loi Ba'achrayis, if you sell a property to your friend without insurance, Ein Meid Loi, you cannot say Eidus on it. Ein Meid Loi Aleh, why? Because it's good for me that Levi has this property. You know why it's good for me Levi has this property? Because if Ma'ava Ba'achayiv, who comes to collect money from me, and I don't have any money, so he'll go to this property and take it. If Yehuda takes it, he can't get it, because it's not mine. It never was mine. But now it was once mine, I sold it to Levi, my bachayvais could go collect from it. My debtors could go collect from this property, so it's good for me, this is where my debtors will have a place to collect from.
Only to collect one sale, if it's 2 sales,
that's 8 sales, makes no difference. There's a lien on the property. If I had the property of Shas and I took a loan,
so then
half of you, takes it. If he takes it, he's taking it because it was his, it was never mine. That's if he takes it. If he thinks it was never mine, never Shimon's. But if it's Levi's, then it belonged to Shimon once. He sold it to Levi. So therefore, A made loving Shimon to Bechaiba. But Dafka by Sasada. But this only was by Sasada. That's why the ratio says you can't say this. Ava Paro Vitalis. But if you sold a Paro and a Talis to Levi, and now Yehuda's calling to Ma'ar on it, so then you could say Eidus. Know why? Because I have nothing to gain from Levi having it. Why not? Because my Balei Chayvos cannot collect from Metaltalim. So I have a part of that. Loi Mebayi. Now the Gemara says, obviously, if it's regular Metaltalim, it's partially don't collect from it. The Gemara is even a bigger case. Loi Mebayi on top of my base. Loi Mebayi Bistama. Loi Mishtabalei. Not only in a regular case where I sell Metaltalim, my Metaltalim, it's partially it's not Mishtabed to the Balei Chayv. To the people I owe money to, my time, and the reason is, it's a little bit twofold. The reason is that really when a guy takes a loan, when a guy gives a loan, he's not soymich on your metaltim. He knows you can get rid of it any time. He's soymich on your karka. And number two is, when someone buys a piece of karka, there's a coil on the karka, so he knows it leans on the karka. On metaltim, there are no coil. If there's no coil, the lekuchas don't know to be careful, and therefore we said even if there's a shivat on the metaltalim, you cannot collect from metaltalim. Why? Because the poor lekuchas have no idea what's going on. My time a tatl in the room, a tatl of a choyv lemishtabdi. Vafakav the cost of lay, even though you wrote in the star, that I'm being responsible for my choyv, meglimud al kaspi, I can take the shirt off my back. Hadimili the isnu benayu. It's only if you have it in stock. I will listen over now. If you sold your metalim loy, it's not meshubid to any choyv. So that's pashut. That's in the sefer that I can say edus on the para that it doesn't belong to Yehuda, it belongs to Levi because it's pashut. You can't my balei choyv cannot collect from this para. And nothing to gain, no vested interest to have it by Levi. I don't care. Even Yehuda takes it, I don't have to pay Levi anyway. So I don't care to have a Levi. But we're saying even more. Even though I told my Baal Chayv that this is a poitiki, still I'm allowed to leave it, I'm allowed to bring Edis that it belongs to Levi. Because my Baal Chayv still can't collect it. Why not? El afilo also a poitiki, even if I said this para is a poitiki. Poitiki means you tell the guy who's lending you money, oh, you're scared I'm not going to pay back? You see this para over here? You see this car over here? This car is yours. If I don't have money, just take the car. And I'm saying I'm writing you a star. This car is meshubet to the choy. The halacha is, Dr. Rava, that if I sell that car, or in this case is a para, and it's probably a better case to say a para. We'll see in a second why. If I sell that para, the guy cannot collect from it anymore because the lekuches had no idea it was this thing had a poitiki. So like this, El Afilo also a poetic namiloi. My time a kedurava, like Rava says, Domer Rava, also avdoy a poetic. If you made your evidence into a poetic, your evidence was some metalton, by the way. Umachre, and he sold it. Or then Alach is Bachoiv gave him menu. The Bachoiv does collect from it, even though it's metalton. Shoyre v'chamayra a poetic, make a shoyre chamayra a poetic, machroy, and he sells it. Machroy, and he sells it. Ein Bachoiv gave him menu. My time, my high is lekala, of how less lekala, because Eved has a coil. A para, a shoyre of a chamar does not have a coil. That means, even though I said a poitiki, if I sell it, the halacha is you cannot go take it from lekuchas. Why? Because the poor lekuchas didn't know. Why the eved is different? So the Ritva says, because by an eved, everyone knows, eved is, every person is different. So your eved, you say, Johnny the eved is our poitiki. Everyone knows John. He's a shmach guy, everyone knows him. So when he gets sold, also, there's a coil on him that he's our poitiki. A shar, every shar looks exactly the same. Let's say a guy has 55 shvarim, he has 55 cows. Every cow looks exactly the same. There's no like Betsy the cow, we know which cow it is. If there's no curl, the guy who buys it has no idea which one's not paitiki, and therefore it's upset the lekuchas. So the bright thing is a chiddush. Machalei para, it says machalei para, or machalei talis, which are generic items, there, you sold to Levi. Now Yehuda's being the ara. I cannot say edus that don't belong to you that belongs to Levi. Why? I could say edus that it does not belong to you that belongs to Levi. Why? Because I don't care one way or another. I don't care one way or another. Even if they take it away from Levi, I don't have to pay back. And my Baal Choyv can't collect it from Levi because it's metatlim. Even if it's a poitiki, since it has no coil, the Baal Choyv cannot collect from a poitiki I sold.
What?
That's very simple. What? Because it means that my avachrayis, that's for me, it's my Baal Choyv. Yeah, Baal Choyv. No, that's my Baal Choyv. It comes from me. That means that. Right, Achrayis. Yes, Meishar Achrayis Alav means that we had that there is insurance on this because it's to here that he could go collect from it. Basically, I insure my Baal Choyv that I have someone here for him to collect from. I am insuring the Baal Choyv that borrowed me that I'm guaranteeing him a place to collect from. That's what it means. The Sada is my. I have insurance. I'm using that as insurance. That is my achrayis. That is my place to lean on. That's my thing to lean back on. And therefore, by paro, it's not because there's no way for me to go get it. My bachev is not get it. For eight gemara, there is a case where metaltlim could be meshubed. V'leichesh dilma akin lematalti agav mikakoy. The gemara says a new chiddush over here. There's a way to make a shibud on metaltlim. How is that? If you make a kinyan and you make a metaltlim agav the karka koni mekakoi koni metaltli. This is a big chiddush. He says that a shibud usually happens by itself. That I borrow money, my stuff becomes a shibud. But I could do something even more. I could actually make a kinyan and say this thing is a shibud with a kinyan. Now let's say I make a kinyan on metaltlim alone. I say here, we're making a Kenyan Sudar on my car, on my para, that you own it, but tonight I don't pay back. Remember, I'm saying Kenyan it, and if I don't pay back, you get it. It's yours. It's a Kenyan. On that, Rashi says we're not work. You know why? Because that's asmachta. I like this. A guy wants, I want to borrow money from the bank. Let's say, you know, I want to borrow money from Chase Bank. The bank says, I need collateral. So I say, here, I'm putting up my car collateral. I say, what do you mean? You know, I might sell your car. So I say like this. Here, pick up my car, reclaim it. And if I don't pay back, the car is yours. It's like a tonight, like it was my freya. Very simple way to make a shibud. Zokt Rashi, that wouldn't work. You know why? Because that's asmachta. Because I don't really think I'm not going to pay back. I'm sure going to pay back. So I'm only giving to him, I'm not going to pay back. But karka is meshuba now automatically. A piece of karka is meshuba now automatically. Chase Bank has a lien on my karka automatically. It's not my talithim. Has an automatic thing. If I make a kinyan, I say, agav the karka, I'm being makna the shiba on my talithim, agav the karka, there that works. The shiba works from right now. It's not a mesmachta. It works from right now. How does that work, the shiba? So the Rashbam says, the reason why it works is, it's a migu dechal shiva dekakoy chal nam etaltoy, and the way the other rishonim explain a little more, the migu is a little hard to understand, is that the way it works is that there's a coil on the shiva metaltoy when it's done together with the karaka. There's a coil on the metaltoy, which is the case. So the kasha of the gemara is how you like to say this. Maybe this guy, this Shimon, told his balchayv, I'm giving you a kinyan agav the karaka on my metaltoy, and the meshubit. Rav Chisda said it only works if you're right. That's not a smachta, loika toivs of the story. And it's not like a fake star. It's not like just copy from another star. And the Rishonim speak out, of course we know, it's really a Rishonim speak out, we really know that if you have a smachta, it doesn't help writing the loika smachta, doesn't help. But this is not really a smachta. Here really it's a shibud from right now. It's a shibud right the second I'm doing agav the karka. Just so it looks like a smachta. So it looks like it's made as a joke. So you have to write in the star, I am being makne the metaltim of a karka. There's a shibud on the metaltim. And I'm not joking. It's not a smachta. It's not toiv sri deshtara. Toiv sri deshtara, the Rashbam learns, means hushtara osu lahatikimena, just like it's a template. It's not a template. It's a real thing. And the Mar's kasha is that l'chayra, why aren't you worried that this, when I'm saying edus over here, the truth is that this metaltim that lady bought, I have really a star shibud on it, and that's why I want to have it. I have a vested interest to have it by Levi. That's Gemara's kasha. I want it to be by Levi. We know the kasha in the Gemara that maybe I have vested interest to be by Levi. The Gemara answers, the case here was is that he bought this para and sold it immediately. So he didn't have a chance to be makna this to anyone agav the karka. No one came for halva now. There was no way, in such a short amount of time, that you should be able to now make a kinyan to malva and give this away. So therefore, we're not worried. You can say edus. Now, that's the case of the braisa. Frey the Gemara kasha, v'leichosh dilma de iknihu. Maybe it's a case of the ikni. What does the ikni mean? That you write in the star that anything I'm going to buy, any karka I'm going to buy, any para I'm going to buy, the para will be nik the agav the karka to the malva. I make a tanai that what I'm going to get is going to be suba to the malva. Maybe that's what I wrote. The ikni. And it's big shav, the ikni works. Sham, we know, we're going to bring a raya from here. The ikni, if you say the ikni and then kana or macha, you bought something and sold it, or kana v'hirish, loy mishtabit, it must be stam mishubit. So we bring a raya to the shayla of the ikni, which is a shayla in the Gemara later on, the Masechta. So the Gemara, no. Maybe the ikni works. Here we're talking about a case like this. This the guy who sold the paro. He never had karka. If he never had karka, so how in the world could he do something agav karka? He doesn't have karka. So that's the case. So now we have pshat in the braisa. The braisa is, Macholoi Soda, he's now, let's say, edus on it because he has vested interest because he wants his balchayv to collect from the soda. By a parah, he could say edus on it that it belongs to Levi because no balchayv has ever collected from it. Now the Gemara is coming with a very fundamental question that should have bothered me in the beginning of the sugya. We're saying he sold to Arach Rais. I sold a field to Levi, and then Yehuda comes to my Arar. The loch is that I can say this about Yehuda, as long as I don't have a vested interest in taking it away from Levi, it's fine. Shloibach Rais. So let us say this. L'chaira, let's say Yehuda comes and brings a raya that I sold Levi a Brooklyn Bridge, mamish. I brought him a Brooklyn Bridge. Levi won't come back to me and collect money. I know you saw Shloibach Rais. Shloibach Rais usually means that if Bachayv takes away from you or something happens, I'm not responsible. But if I sold you something that was not mine, I'm a Ghana Pashid. You don't get your money back? So here, maybe the reason I want to get you out of here because I'm really Mamish's biggest fraudster on earth. It really belongs to Yehuda. Of course, I want to say this. So it's always a negev adav. That's Gemara's kasha now. Freit the Gemara kasha. V'amra papa. Af gav damra bonan. Hamoicha sod lechaver shloi bachrayis. Even though Rabbanan say, if you sell the field shloi bachrayis, uba bachoyv betarfa, and a bachoyv comes and takes it away from Levi, ain't a chayz love. You can't come back to me because shloi bachrayis. But nimtza shenish loy. It turns out it was never mine. Chayz love. You do get money back. So here.
This one, the ain't a chayz love, is talking about. Get the
karka. Not karka, money. No. It gets back his money, then he doesn't want you to have it. Yeah, money, you don't get money back, yeah. That's the kasha. So usually you learn Shloi Bachrayis means, it's the same thing, Shloi Bachrayis means you don't get your money back. If the Bachrayis takes it, you don't get your money back, right? That's okay. So here we're saying, but if it's not yours, you get your money back. So what's going on in the whole sugya? It's going to have two turutsim. So the Gemara, Hochamai Skinon, Bimakir Ba Shehi Bas Chamayri. The case in our Gemara is, that Levi recognizes and his moida that it belongs to Shimon. It belongs to Shimon. For example, by the para, it's the chamara, it's bas chamara. Levi is moida, it belongs to me. So here, when I say Edis that's not Yehuda's, I'm not gaining anything. Because even if I don't say that Edis and Yehuda takes it, Levi's not going to collect from me money. You know why? Because Levi knows and he's moida that it belongs to me. The buyer knows it belongs to me. He knows about it. And therefore, that's the Oikimto over here, where it's not a Shiloh, a Chayzalov, because he knows that it belongs to him. That's one Teretz. Rav Zvid says even a bigger Chiddush. Rav Zvid Amar, I feel Nimsa Shein Shloi, ain't a Chayzalov. The Amalela, Hachi Zvini, Lucha, Shloi Bachrayis. He argues with our papa even. He says, Rav Zvid says, no, I argue with your papa. If it's found that's not his, he does not go back to Shimon to get his money, because Shimon says, I put it in the contract. I am not responsible. You shouldn't have signed it. You signed it. Shaloi Bachrayis means I am not responsible even if it's not mine. Even if I sold you a bill of goods. It's not yours. Now, what was Pshat Rav Papa that he was mechalik between the two cases? B'chayra, the same thing. If a Bachayv takes it also, what do you mean? You knew you had a Bachayv. How did you sell it? So the reason Rav Papa held those chilik was like this. That when Levi buys it, and it took like 5 months to get it back, to get away from him. Let's say Bachayv takes it away from him. Or if he was stolen. So there's a big difference. If Bachayv takes away from Levi after 5 months, who gets those payers for those 5 months? Avad, that's Levi. It's a real mechira. Just now, lean on it, he gets it back. So there, it makes sense. If somebody buys something in 5 months, he's worth the risk. It was a very good price, and he needed pomegranates in 5 months, he just bought it. Masha'inkin, if it's a geneva, what happens is, Levi loses everything he took in the past 5 months, he has to give back, because all was stolen. So there is chayzla, that's our papa's svar. So that's why Papa said in insurance is a big difference in two things. Because people buy something for a short amount of time. So by Bachayv, you can have buy without insurance. This makes sense, you don't buy without insurance. Rav Zvid says, this is your case, that I could buy something on a huge risk, and buy without insurance, it's worth me the risk. It's a very good deal, and I thought I'd be able to get away with it. And Lamaisa, Shloi Bachrayis means no matter what. So he's saying, Hachi Bachrayis, Ene Chayis Love, and that's a pshat, why is not a Gevra Dava. So we're very good, we got everything very clear now. We had two pshat in the Brayis, we have Sheish's pshat, and we had the final pshat of Shmuel's pshat, and the Shmuel pshat, the chilk was between Karka Matatla and Megabi the Bachoyv, collecting from it.